This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Text message, and then we'll get to some of what the new Texans and current Texans are saying about their brand new friends that they have. CJ Gardner-Johnson, Cam Robinson talking about their new teammates. We'll get to that. But this is an interesting text because I'd seen some of these rumors in the last 24 hours, Seth, that reportedly Detroit might be shopping Jameson Williams, the wide receiver, former first-round pick out of Alabama, who we all know probably maybe at this point. He had a good season last year. He had just over 1,000 yards. He's obviously their number two to Amon-Ra St. Brown. And they're, you know, he's 3 years in now, so decisions are going to have to start getting made on guys like Jameson Williams. He exercises his fifth-year option, this and that. He's on the trade block. He was suspended for gambling right out of the chute as a rookie. That's probably maybe what he's best known for.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I forgot about that.
So there might be some intelligence issues going on with Jameson Williams.
Or just judgment.
Judgment. Yeah, judgment. Would you make a trade if you were Nick Caserio? Would you kick tires on Jameson Williams? And if so, if you were inclined to trade for him, if he passed the swarm test, he's an Alabama guy. We should point that out.
Yeah.
What would you give up for Jameson Williams to be your number two receiver, knowing that he's starting to enter that phase where he's 3 years in? You might have to, I'm not saying pay him top of market, but he might only be with you for a year or two before he's a free agent.
I think I'm at the point right now where, again, I don't need to spend heavily at wide receiver. And that would be one of those, it's a double whammy, that you're taking a guy who's going to want a new contract soon, and I'm not overly eager for that. But I'm guessing they're looking for more than a third round pick.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, he's a former first for them, right? And he played well for them last year. Like, he had 58 catches for a little over 1,000 yards. He scored 7 touchdowns. Like, he really started, played 15 games, started 11 games. I mean, he really started to kind of come into his own last year. He's very talented, obviously. He was the 12th overall pick in his draft class. Depending for, like, he's not getting a contract extension this offseason. He doesn't deserve one. But if it were like a third next year or something like that for a year of Jameson Williams, I wouldn't be.
That's where I look at it. I mean, it's tempting that there's so many good wide receivers taken in the second and third round anymore that I feel like at some point in the next couple of years, there's a good chance that you hit on a receiver in the second or third round, or maybe next year's first round, or whatever it might be, that you've got two good and solid ones right now. You're probably going to end up with another rookie this year that I'm not overly eager for that. That doesn't get me excited. I'm all about youth in these next couple of days.
I'd give up my next year's third for Jameson Williams and just see what they say. I'm guessing they're asking for a lot more than that for him.
Yeah,
would be my guess.
I'm into old dudes these days. That's kind of my thing.
Save that.
Give me an old guy.
Yeah.
Might not be around much longer, you know?
Yeah.
You just get him, his expectations are lower, and he's just happy to have somebody.
But
he can still be a good provider for a couple years.
Every day is a gift, that kind of thing.
Kicks the bucket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. CJ Gardner-Johnson met with the media yesterday, as did Cam Robinson. They are on a team now with CJ Stroud. What is CJ Gardner-Johnson, what are his first impressions of the quarterback of his new team?
He's a competitor. I say a lot of people don't understand with CJ, I met him. He cares a lot more than people think. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people look at him, he's nonchalant. Being here for the first 3 days or 2 days I've been here, he's everything you want in the quarterback. He may not be an immediate like people expected from the guys I played with, but you understand this guy is a winning quarterback. He helped turn his organization around. So I think having more vet presence around him is going to help him come out his shell a little bit more, which he probably already did. Just know he's still light-skinned, so kind of got a couple of but great guy, great guy.
I think that was amazing.
Let's break that down, Sean.
Especially the last part, yeah.
Yeah, as far as, okay, do people say that about C.J. Stroud?
No.
I
found that stunning when he said that
I feel like he was answering a question about Jalen Hurts. I wonder if because Jalen Hurts doesn't come off as like a really extroverted guy.
Right.
I wonder if he assumes because CJ, a lot of the times you see him on TV or whatever, he doesn't look super extroverted. He's on the sideline. He's diagnosing things. He's not a rah-rah guy whatsoever. I feel like CJ Gardner-Johnson a little bit was almost just like giving his stock defense of Jalen Hurts more so than CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember the last time I heard anybody wondering whether CJ cared or not.
Questioning his competitiveness, you know, like
yeah,
how much
yeah,
he, you know,
yeah.
like how much he cares. Like, you know, I think CJ cares deeply, you know?
This is like if I came in and I was like, hey, listen, Sean, I don't believe any of these rumors about you, okay? You're like, what rumors? You know. The rumors, you and those crazy eyes wide shut parties and everything that people are always talking about.
Or just about your job. Like, I love radio. Can you imagine? Like, Seth's like, you're like walking around town going, you wouldn't believe it. Sean actually loves radio.
Yeah. One thing I'll tell you guys about Sean is that a lot of people think that he shows up unprepared and sometimes drunk and that he's not that bright, but he's actually a little bit better than all of those rumors.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That nobody's ever actually said. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot of people, Sean, I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people say, boy, he hates his kids. But, you know, I don't see it. I think he genuinely is okay with them.
He likes his kids. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's funny. Here was Cam Robinson yesterday. Cam Robinson, whose responsibility as of right now, he's the most likely one to be protecting C.J. Stroud's blind side. Here was Cam Robinson on C.J. Stroud.
Haven't been here super long, but in the time I've been here, I've been able to have a couple conversations with him and speak with him a little bit. A great leader is one of the first things I took from him. Has a really good head on his shoulders. And a guy that you kind of just want to go out there and play hard for.
I think that is a more accurate, I think, analysis of C.J. Stroud than C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, you know, all those things. Now, if you had started saying what the guys in Jacksonville said.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
About CJ or something.
Now
that would have been awesome. That would have been juicy.
Yeah.
That would have been, hey, you know, the defensive ends there in Jacksonville were always talking about how, you know, CJ's a punk when you hit him or whatever. That would have been cool. That would have gotten some good juices going up for a biannual matchup with the Jaguars.
You know who we need to share that idea with is Lopez and Reggie, because they'll probably, if training camp is the same as it's been the last couple of years, the midday show is the one that gets the players fed to them after each practice, and Cam Robinson, I'm guessing, will be one of the players at some point, so they can ask him that. They, you know, they're not afraid to ask kind of uncomfortable questions sometimes, I would think.
What did Josh Allen start going by? Is it Josh Allen Senior now or Junior?
You talking about from Jacksonville, Josh?
Yeah, the defensive.
Josh Hines Allen.
He went to Josh Hines Allen. That's a smart move.
Yeah,
you can't fight City Hall, man. Like, as long as Josh Allen is a quarterback in the NFL, people are not gonna. You're not going to be the person people think of when they hear Josh Allen.
Right, and it works both ways. So as long as it's a quarterback, you're either going to get painted, you're either going to get buried because he's the MVP of the league, or you're going to get drawn into some Twitter scuttlebutt or, you know, like Twitter kerfuffles over fans complaining about how horrible you are. And like, no, that's not me. That's that crappy quarterback from Buffalo. You just can't win. You're right. When you're
that's
a
like
DN.
The two White Sox pitchers with the exact same name. That's a dicey situation.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, it was Castillo. Luis Castillo. They're both Luis Castillo.
There's two Luis Castillos. They pitched in back-to-back games.
But imagine it was the Mariners. Yeah.
Mariners.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. If one of them is a jackass,
right?
Like that's a lot harder. I mean, like that's somebody on your same team.
Yeah.
Somebody calls up and it was like, hey, Luis Castillo.
Dude,
robbed my liquor store last night. Or just even worse, because like obviously you've got video evidence of that. If there's somebody like if Luis Castillo is around town treating people like crap, being a poor tipper and everything, like that's a guy that plays for the Mariners named Luis Castillo, besmirching your good name.
Yeah. Or just the correspondence that you get. Like you don't want to be the ESPN employee right now who's also named Shannon Sharp. You know, like you give it might be a woman in accounting. Like, I'm not even a man. Why are you giving? Why am I being served with this lawsuit here? You know,
well, I mean, the worst case scenario that is working in the same industry is the Ravens play by play guy,
Jerry Sandusky,
whose name is Jerry Sandusky.
Yes.
And like, that's not even funny.
No,
you know, you can't even have fun. That's
no,
there's got to be a subliminal thing going on when people meet you. And you hear, oh, this is Jerry Sandusky.
Yes.
I don't, like, that kind of, that short circuits your brain circuitry. I feel like that guy, because he gets a lot of hate on social media and stuff from people that are that dumb.
Yeah.
That don't realize that Jerry Sandusky is rotting away in some jail somewhere.
Yes.
Or did he get killed in prison?
No, I think he's still alive. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost track. Yeah, exactly. Let's see, one more here. This is Jalen Petrie. I thought this was good. Jalen Petrie, who's gone against Christian Kirk the last couple of years, especially this past year where Jalen Petrie's playing in the slot. This is Jalen Petrie on new Texans wide receiver Christian Kirk.
When I seen we got him, I was like, one thing that I take pride in is not letting a receiver like put his hands on me or block me. But for what I can remember last year when we played them here, he definitely blocked me. So definitely excited that he's on our team. He can run every route in the book. Definitely a quarterback's best friend. And definitely going to stick his nose in there when he has to. So I'm excited to go and, you know, compete against him a lot more in practice and not in the games. But definitely think he's going to, you know, add a different element to our team and going to make everybody better, including me, you know, just going against him every day because we obviously know he's a receiver and he's more in the slot. So definitely going to be someone I'm seeing a lot.
That actually is a training camp battle to watch, right? Petrie going against Kirk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we watched Petrie versus Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell last year in the slot, and we thought, I'd like to not have Jalen Petrie soloed up over those slot receivers.
If he's improved, yeah.
Yeah, so he needs more work on that. And I think with Christian Kirk, he doesn't have the same top shelf potential as Stephon Diggs, but he is a very savvy slot receiver, and in the short area game, hopefully what can happen this year is that if teams actually genuinely respect the Texans' rushing attack, it doesn't mean they have to be the best rushing attack. If they can just get to the point where they have a competent rushing attack, there's more room for run after the catch because teams can't just play shell coverages all the time.
Yeah.
Because we saw with Stephon Diggs last year, like CJ had a really good knack for getting the ball quick to Stephon Diggs in tight windows, all of that. But Diggs didn't have much room to work with after that. So the run after catch wasn't really there. I think with Christian Kirk, there's more potential. If the Texans can get the other stuff on the offense right, you might get to see some more of that run after the catch that we anticipated with Stephon Diggs.
Yep, that'd be great. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Jerry Sandusky, the convicted child molester, is still alive, miraculously at 81, still alive in prison. That hit the over, way over. And his Wikipedia page says at the top, not to be confused with Baltimore sportscaster Jerry Sandusky.
That's a rough name to have. I almost feel like Jerry Sandusky should have just, like, if it was 1944 and my name was Adolf Hitler, I'm headed down to change. I'm to take my mother's maiden name or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Or go by. Yeah, go by.
Adolf was kind of shot too. You got to get rid of everything.
Everything.
Yeah, you got to completely change out.
Yeah, or just like his middle name. The announcer's middle name is Edward. Just at least change. Go by your middle name. Go by Eddie.
Yeah.
You know?
J. Eddie. Edward Sandusky.
Yeah,
or something.
Eddie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Sandusky, Ohio is a lovely place.
And beautiful. Yeah.
I only know it from Tommy Boy. But other than that, I feel like, you know, that's anything other than Jerry in front of Sandusky.
All right, Vegas has spoken, and the players that are on the board for the Texans that most Texan fans want or think the Texans could take, these are the slots that Vegas has them going. What are the chances these guys are on the board for the Texans according to Vegas? We will do that coming up next.